other chamber and let them deliver what they can on the other side. I have observed possibly the most disheartening self-interest in this process. People motivated by the desire to protect their own jurisdictions and their own constituents, and I do understand that we're all here to do that, but I have seen that used as a club against this process, and I'm not very pleased with it. So if there is agreement, I think that you'll have to get agreement on the other side. I hope that they have a better opportunity to consider without all of the previous discussions that have taken us through May, and I encourage them to do that. I would also encourage this group to understand that at the 11th hour, somebody comes riding over the hill waving the solution to the problem. I've simply lost confidence in the ability of people to do that at the 11th hour. Mm. I'd rather have this bill go to the other side and have a fresh set of eyes and a new set of perspectives brought to the bill. And if they are able to get the broad agreement that we hear is here, then that would be an easy place. It should be a good passage, a smooth sail through the House, and that's what I'm wishing this bill. But I still have not changed my intention that we move out the dash of this. Mr. Vice Chair.
My understanding is that reportedly there is a different proposal, and I understand the desire that has the agreement of, if not all, you know, all but one of the ESDs. If we move this bill out and they take it to the House and gather the House's support for that amendment and comes back, would it be your intent to concur?
It would be my intent to look very hard at how those dollars are distributed and whether or not there's equity and fairness. But in all likelihood, these proposals are purportedly so close together that it's a matter of months of the glide path. There are not huge differences between the dash seven amendments that we have before us and others that have been presented or purported to be presented. So, you know, we were on the run 9 and run 10, and those were the runs that we were working with, not to be confused with the dash amendments, which are done rather continuously through the process. There's not a lot of difference between those two for most districts. In one, we have five. We lose a few dollars, and then the one we have eight. My intention is to move this out. If there's broad agreement on the other side, I think the differences are not great differences. We're still talking about putting about $169 million through this process. We are moving toward equalization. It's traumatic, but it's necessary and a major step forward. But again, I just do not see the major difference. I hope I answered your question.
Well, Mr. Chair,
I think there was an answer in there.
Well, you asked me specifically about insurance.
Yes.
You know, I'd love to see this bill go over to the House, sail through, and believe me, that would be a refreshing change for the way this issue is unfolded. And if that happens, I'm certain that there'll be broad support for confirmation. Senator Corcoran, question.
Well, in terms of self-interest, I mean, I've got Douglas and Lane ESDs, one winner, one loser. So I don't think it's a self-interest issue for me. And I think that there is consensus from the ESDs on their amendments. And I realize it's late in the season, and I realize that there's strategies that can be used to bring this issue you know, up more abruptly and more closely on the Senate floor, if need be. You know, it's May 16th. I mean, you know, I'm not holding anybody, responsible for the length of time it took to get this done. There's been some tenacious fighting by legislators for their turf, and that's how the game's played. But I am concerned that if there is, if we do move this forward, and it does get off the Senate floor, then if assuming that they're able to get the Dash 9s through on the other side, and we do look at conference committee that it be someone from the revenue committee that sit on that conference committee, you know, Senator Castillo, Senator Beyer, because they've been through this discussion. I think it's very unfortunate that we don't have, you know, the expertise from the ESDs. We don't have Ozzie up here explaining the differences between the sevens and nines. I think we have time to do that and still move the process on. And I think the House would be in better shape if we did. But the chair's going to do what the chair's going to do if he's got four votes. So there we go.
Further questions? Further comments? Colleagues, we are in work session.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
I would like to move the amendment into the dash, or in the...
The dash seven amendment.
Yeah. Amendment into the dash seven amendment.
We have actually an amendment to the dash seven amendment. We have made the... You already presented the...
it's just a correction, isn't it? It's a correction to the language of section seven.
And that would be... a correction. So, Senator Starr, we need the correction.
I move the corrections to the dash seven amendment.
Senator Starr has moved the corrections to the dash seven amendments. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator?
Just quickly, what are the corrections?
Steve, would you recap the corrections, please?
The primary changes on the back, page two, where you are trying to balance the total amount that the formula is allocating to the ESDs to the available revenue. And since that may or may not be the case because of all of the percentages in the bill, this says that there's a final adjustment to both the ESD's state school fund amount and local revenue such that the amount allocated is what equals what's available in the end.
Okay, but what's the actual amendment to the dash seven?
Oh, the one page?
Oh, okay, all right.
The one page?
All right.
Section 7.
I wondered what that was. All right.
Further questions?
All right.
Hearing and seeing none, we have a motion to amend the Dash 7 amendments. Are there any objections to the motion? So ordered. Senator Starr?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 260. I move the Dash 7 amendments as amended into Senate Bill 260.
Senator Starr has moved the Dash 7 amendments as amendment into Senate Bill 260. Any questions? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Starr.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 260 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, are there questions on the motion? Objections to the motion?
I'll be voting no.
Please call the roll.
No.
No.
Aye.
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 No. Aye. Motion passes. The chair will carry. Colleagues, the and members of the audience, I believe that the old saying is you can take a horse to water, but sometimes you can't make them drink. This is an exercise that could have been a lot easier on everybody. You should have come to closure on this bill weeks ago, if not months ago. I honestly believe that we should move this bill to the House side. If there's broad agreement on an amendment, put it in on the House side. I don't think there will be a lot of difficulty in getting a fair discussion and reasonable consideration for concurrence. But let this bill finally move out of this committee. We are in adjournment.